Hello, my beautiful people. I am Kayla Ware, your host of Talk With Me, Walk With Him. This is going to be the introductory episode of season two, and things are going to be a little different now. For starters, I will no longer be doing videos for the sake of my sanity. The editing takes a lot, the recording takes a lot, and I do know that I have left you all hanging for quite some time, and I would like to be able to give you all a good number of episodes and to be able to keep the process going. So from here on out, Talk With Me, Walk With Him will be podcast only, you know, audio only until further notice. So thank you for joining me for the first episode of season two of Talk With Me, Walk With Him. Stay tuned. Welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned. As I've stated before, this would be like an introduction episode to season two. And overall, I will honestly like to admit that it is a confession as well as an apology. So let's just go ahead and hop into it. Have you ever strayed so far away from the Lord that you don't know how to go back? It starts as, well, at least I'm not doing this or that. It's not all that bad. Then it progresses to lack of Bible study. You only read just to say you did. Then soon, you're only touching your Bible on Sundays and Wednesdays. Not long after that, you feel a separation between you and the Lord, if you haven't already. You wonder if your worship is acceptable in His sight. You doubt that He even hears your prayers. And for this reason, you can only pray occasionally. Even then, you hardly know what to say. This is me, and I'm ready to return home. I miss my relationship with the Lord, and I know that my life will continue to gradually fall apart if I don't get it back. It all started when I found out I was pregnant. I was so grateful because I honestly felt that it wasn't possible for me since I was overweight. Obviously, God had other plans. Shortly after, the fatigue began, then the morning sickness, then the pain, then my negative attitude followed. I stopped working on episodes for this podcast. I just left the whole thing hanging without a farewell or to be continued. And a little while later, my Bible studies turned into Bible readings, which eventually turned into nothing. I had completely stopped studying His word altogether. Deep down, I knew that this was wrong, especially since the Lord was the one who blessed my husband and I with a new addition to our family. He deserved all the glory, but instead, I turned my back on Him. Weeks and weeks go by, and I slowly find myself becoming bitter. At first, it was easy to blame it on the pregnancy and my hormones, which was partially true. But the word tells us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. All I had to do was lean on God. The same Lord that created this world would have surely cleaned my heart. The Lord who sent His Son to die for our sins surely would have forgiven me. The merciful Lord who loves us enough to give us chance after chance, day after day, surely would have heard my cry. But I chose to not turn to Him. And I made a terrible decision when I decided to try and handle it on my own, especially when I know that there is nothing that I can do without Him, no matter how small. And Jesus reminds us of this in John 15:5, saying, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and not in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." These last few months, I have been losing to my flesh, and I think, well, actually, I know that it's time I dust off my armor of God so that my spirit can take over and win this battle. I thank the Lord that I am starting to see and own up to what needs to be done differently in my life. I thank him for bringing to my attention the pain that I have brought on others because I was too selfish to give my whole life over to Christ. There are a lot of things that could have been avoided and so much heartache that didn't have to be endured. However, I thank the Lord that it happened because it strengthened me and I've learned from it. We serve a purposeful God, and I know that everything I've been through these last few months was a lesson. And the biggest thing it taught me was to never stray. No matter how you're feeling physically, mentally, or emotionally, there is no problem too hard for the Lord. He wants us to bring our burdens to him. Jesus literally asks us to in Matthew 11:28-30. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I cannot thank the Lord enough for being the merciful God that he is. I know that I don't deserve forgiveness, yet he is so willing to forgive me, patiently waiting to forgive me. And I would like to ask that my listeners forgive me as well. It was wrong of me to suddenly disappear the way that I did, especially knowing that I was doing the Lord's work and helping others in the process. And I would also like to ask that you keep me in your prayers. I'm back, but I would like for it to remain that way. I've missed all of you. And most of all, I've missed the relationship that I had with the Lord. I'm so grateful that he has opened my eyes and brought me back. I love all of you, and he does too. Thank you for talking with me. Let's walk with him.